The Mishnah says in Daf Chavtes that lulav hayavish is possible. If you have a lulav which is right up, it's possible. What's the reason for that? Rashi says yavish is possible because you need a mitzvah mehudaras tichsev banveu. It says ekeli maveu. You need to be mehadar the mitzvah, and therefore yavish is possible. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. He says a different shot, and he says that Rashi, you can't say like Rashi that the reason why yavish is possible is because of zekel maveil, because we know that the din of zekel maveil is only lechatchila, not b'diavad. It's beferish in the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says that lefid rabbanon is a mitzvah lechatchila to be argued the lula, but b'diavad it's kosher. And the Gemara says the mitzvah is because zekel maveil, and we see clearly that zekel maveil is only lechatchila, not b'diavad. So you can't tell me that that's the pshat why yavish is possible, because if it would only be coming because of zekel maveil, it would only be a din lechatchila, then wouldn't be possible. B'diavad. And the question is, what's the pshat in Rashi? How does Rashi answer this kasha of Taisus? L'chai Taisus is right. We see that Keli is only lechatchila, not b'diavad. So I was thinking to perhaps it could be Mazar Rashi like this. Look, some Seif over here has a kasha on Taisus. He says, what does Taisus mean? That Keli is only lechatchila, not b'diavad. And he brings the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. He says, the Gemara said there's a beferishes sugi and gittin when you see that Zakeli passes even b'diavad. The Gemara says over there that if you wrote the Shem Hashem in a Sefer Torah and then you realize that you made a mistake. So Reb Yehuda says you could write over again with Mavrilav Kolmus, you try to fix it up, and that would be kosher. The Chacham say you can't do that. It's possible. Once you messed it up, you can't fix it, because even though it might be considered a ksiva, but it's not mehudar, it's not going to look so nice because you wrote on top of a ksav, and it's possible because of Zekeli Manveyu, because of the din of Zekeli Manveyu, you need a ksav which is mehudar, therefore it's going to be possible. In fact, there's some sefer, you see clearly that the din of Zekeli Manveyu passels even b'diavad, it's passels the Shem Hashem. So it's a steer in sugis. Tosis brought the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph that says Zekeli is only lechatchila, but we have a sugi on Gittin Daf Chaf, which says Lehadia that Zekeli is possible even b'diavad. So how in Miyash of these two sugis? So the Chassam Sefer says you said like this. He says that Lailam Zekeli is only a din lechatchila, like Tosis proves in Daf Yud Aleph, but that's when it comes to other mitzvahs. When it comes to the Shem Hashem is Ando, Shem Hashem is different, because over there we're more machmer, and over there Zekeli passes even b'diavad, and that's kufa what the pasuk is talking about. Zekeli vanveu, Keli is the name of Hashem. When it comes to the name of Hashem, it's possible even b'diavad, but like other mitzvahs, it's only a din lechatchila. That's how the Chassam Sefer is Miyash of Shat and Tosis, and now we understand Tosis Kasha and Rashi. He's saying that, yeah, we all know the Gemara Gittin says it's possible to b'diavad, that's when it comes to Shem Hashem, but by other mitzvahs, it's only lechatchila, as we see in the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, and therefore, how could Rashi say that lulav is possible b'diavad because it's zekeli manvei? But in Kenim Advarim, I think now there's a makam to be miyashiv shitas Rashi, and that's alpi a gevaldik a chiddush of the Beis Yosef b'shem the Rekanti. If you look in the Mechaber in Siman Taf Reish and Aleph, the Mechaber says that there's an inyan when you do the na'anum of lulav, you have to be mechaber the esek and the lulav together. He says tzarich lechaber ha'esek lulav b'shas ne'anuah v'lananeah b'shneim yachan. So in other words, you can't hold the esek in one hand and then just shake the lulav. You should hold your two hands together, put the esek together with the lulav, and do the na'anuah with all of them together. Where does this come from? So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he's mairich a little bit, and he says that it's not mavur in the Gemara and the Paiskim whether you have to hold the lulav and esek together or not. Where do I get this from? I got it from a chaloyim, from a dream that was Nisgala to the Rekanti. The Rekanti in Parshas Emor, the Rekanti is in the Gedolim and Kubalim, and he writes over there that he says one time it was the first day of Sukkot, and a chassid echad Ashkenazi by the name of Rabbi Yitzchak was his guest. He stayed at his house. And the Rekanti writes that during the night he had a dream, and in his dream he saw that this chassid echad, Rabbi Yitzchak, who was staying by him, was writing the Shem Hashem. He wrote Yud, Kei, Vav, and then the last hey of Shem Hashem, he was marchik. He wrote it further away from the other three isias of Yud, Kei, Vav. And he didn't understand why he's doing that. And in the dream, he asked him, he says, what are you doing? Why are you separating the hay from the rest of the isias? And this chassid answered him, he says, Kach noigim lim kamenu, that's what we do, that's our minig, that's how we write the Shem Hashem. And the Rekanti says, and I was mishtaimim, I couldn't understand what he's talking about, what's the pesher of this chalayim, he didn't understand what it meant. But he says the next day, he figured it out. The next day during davening, he noticed this chassid echad during the tilas lulav, he held the lulav in its minim in one hand, and the esrog separately in the other hand, and he shook the lulav, but not the esrog. The esrog was not together, mechubar with them together, like And he wasn't Makai of his two hands together. And he said, then he understood Shant L'chalayim, that they're being Meramis to him, that what he's doing is wrong, and separating the Esek from the other Gilmaminim is like separating the last Hay from the Isis of the Shem Hashem. That's what was Nizgan L'chalayim. And the Rekanti writes, Taka, that you find the Chazal where Meramis this site in the Medrash and Vayikra, where it says over there that Priyat Hadar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kapas Vayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically all the Minim of Meramis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Minim represent the Isis of the Shem Hashem. Each min is connected one Isis, and the Dal Minim represent the Dal Isis of Shem Havaya. That's the Yesaid of the Beis Yosef, which he brings from their Kanti, and based upon that, that's how he passes in Shulchan Aruch, that you should be Mechaber, the Eserik, together with the Dal Minim, with the Gimel Minim, when you shake them during the Na'anuim. So Al Kapanim, I think you see from here a Chiddush, from this Rikanti, that the Dal Minim have a din of Shem Hashem. That's what this Chalayim was saying, that's what the Medrash is saying. There's some type of Kiyam, some type of Bechina of Shem Hashem in the Dal Minim. So we may look at that, actually they could be Miyashiv Rashi, that even Taisus is masking the Filich some Sefer, that when it comes to Shem Hashem, Zekeli is Ma'akiv. Taisus Kasha was, but okay, we're not talking about Shem Hashem over here, we're talking about a regular mitzvah. A regular mitzvah is not Ma'akiv, but Efshir Bedas Rashi, you could say, I'll pee what's Mavur from this Rakanti in the Medrash, that the Dal Minim have a Kiyam of Shem Hashem, it's considered Shem Hashem, that's mamash the way it was Shotam in the Chalayim. So Mimele, when it comes to Lulav Hayavish, when it comes to Dal Minim, we're Machmir that Zekeli would passel even B'diyavid, because you treat it like Shem Hashem, like Zekeli, and that could be the Hasban Rashi, why it's passel even b'diavad, because we treat the Dal Minim like the Shem Hashem. Taisus held kipshutai, not like that. It's like a regular mitzvah, and a regular mitzvah, it's only the chatchila, and not b'diavad. Efshir, this teretz is somewhat b'derech drush, but al kapanim, that is a possibility. Efshir, a mahalach, to be miyashiv shitas Rashi.